My name is Garland Robinson. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 we read, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." There are things that feel good, that seem right, and individuals follow that because it's comfortable to them. That is a way in which they are satisfied in their religious thinking and religious practice. But yet we need to understand that one's feelings or being satisfied or feeling comfortable in a certain area does not guarantee that we're right with God. The matter of fact, Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, if it says anything, that all ways are not safe. People follow their feelings. They do what seems right, but the Bible says the end thereof are the ways of death. Well, surely all of us have taken a trip and perhaps found ourselves on the wrong road. We may have gotten the best maps. We may have charted our course. We may have had someone in the car with us giving us directions, saying to turn here or turn there. And mistakenly then, we still end up taking a wrong road. And for a moment, it may feel good. It feels right until we approach a roadway sign and says we're heading the wrong way. What an eerie feeling that is, the time wasted that we've gone down that direction, have to turn around and go back. We can do that in a spiritual sense also. We're all travelers on the road of life. It's a journey that takes a lifetime to complete. We must be sure we're on the right road. And it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to get down the wrong direction and go the wrong way. And certainly the destination then, the end result of the wrong way, is eternal destruction. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord presented two ways. He presented one a narrow way, and the other a broad way. We read in that passage, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." It's as if we're standing in the forks of a road. On the one hand, we find a broad, wide, well-traveled way. And we notice that throngs of people, multitudes of people are traveling that direction. And then on the other hand, we look and we find a little narrow lane. It is close, hemmed in. It looks like it's not very well traveled at all, and you see just a few individuals traveling that direction. You begin to wonder in your mind, well, which direction should I go? Which is the most popular? Well, obviously, the broader way, the way along which many are traveling, that's the most popular way, and so, sadly, most people choose that direction. But why is it that they go one way or the other? Why do men walk a certain way? Well, let's mention some reasons why that's the case. Many times people go a certain way spiritually because that's the way in which they were born. You know, it's hard to break your background, break old habits. Because one's parents or grandparents was a certain thing religiously, they end up going that way because it's easier. You know, that's all they've known. That's just simply the way they had been directed and have decided to go. But the Bible says that that's not the proper criteria to determine which direction to lead our lives. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we read in verse 18 and 19, "For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation," now notice this, "received by tradition from your fathers." We are not redeemed, that is, purchased again, made right in God's sight, because of the tradition of our parents or our grandparents, those who came before us. But instead, he mentions in verse 19 that we are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So just because your mother or father or even your dear sweet grandmother did a particular thing religiously does not make it right. It doesn't make it wrong, guaranteed, but it doesn't certainly make it right either. So some people follow that way just because that's the way they were raised. Well, then some people travel the spiritual road they do because so many others are going that same direction. You know, it's a popular way. No one wants to be an outcast. No one wants to be an oddball. No one wants to think that they're not in with the crowd. But yet the Lord said, wide is the gate and broad is the way. Where does it lead? It leads to destruction. And many there be that go that way. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13. On the other hand, Jesus made clear in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now Jesus is the Savior. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Friend, there's no salvation in Mohammed. There's no salvation in Hare Krishna or Mary Baker Eddy or Joseph Smith. There is no individual in where we find salvation except in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. So, why do people choose the broad way, the wide way? Well, I don't know, except that, you know, that's the way most people are going, and people like to go along with the crowd. Then, number three, sometimes people travel the way they do. They end up spiritually the way they are because it's pleasing. They like it. It makes them happy. They're satisfied with it. And sometimes feeding their ego. I mean, that's what they're really into, and they think that's what they need to be doing. But the Lord said also again in Matthew chapter 16, in verses 24 to 26, that we must deny ourselves. Again, the standard by which we determine right and wrong is not our feelings, not because it feels good or I'm pleased with this or I'm satisfied with this. Notice what the Lord said. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So the Lord makes clear that if we're going to follow Him and stand approved in His sight, it can't be because we are pleasing ourselves. We're doing what feels good and what feels right. But instead, we must deny ourselves in order that we might follow Him. Number four, some people travel the spiritual road they're on because it's easy. There's no difficulty in it. There's no real energy involved. There's no great effort that is necessary. It's the path of least resistance. We've known all of our lives the reason rivers and streams are crooked is because they travel the road, the path of least resistance. It's the easy way. And so a lot of people are religiously, spiritually what they are because it's easy. You know, it doesn't cost them anything. They're not out anything, whether it be money or any kind of physical exertion or mental stress or whatever. It's just easy. But rather the Lord says, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So it's not the fact that it's the easiest way to go, but rather what the Lord desires that we do. In Matthew 10 and verse 37, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that taketh not up his own cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. So friends, there is a cross to bear. There are burdens, there are difficulties that we must strive to overcome in our life. The way to heaven is not the easiest way. The easiest way is the way of the devil. The easiest way is the way of the world, because that's where everybody's going. That's where everybody's involving themselves. That's no problem at all. But we've got to go against the stream, go against the norm, in order to exert ourselves to follow the straight and the narrow way. It's a way against the current. But don't get trapped in just following it because it's something easy to do. A fifth way sometimes that people are religiously what they are is because it's profitable. Oh, they get personal gain. They may make some good contacts, or they may have some financial profit out of it. They're not into it for the real thing. They're not into it because it's honest and fair and true and lovely and right, that it meets with God's approval, but because it feeds their own ego, it feeds their pocketbook, they're into it for what they can get out of it. But again, the Lord said in Matthew 16, verse 26, "What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" So what if we gain a great deal? So what if we have a good bank account and live in a fine home and have all the things around us that we would like, and a lot of people are really looking to us and wishing they had what we do? But what is really important is following the Lord. So when we go back to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, again we read, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Friend, are you traveling the way that leads to death? Are you traveling the way that leads to destruction? Oh, why not turn around while there's opportunity and time? If we can assist you in your further learning and studying of the Word of God, then we would be glad and happy to do that. If you truly believe the Lord is the Christ, then why not repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, and be baptized into water for the forgiveness of your sins? Friends, all ways are not safe. There's only one way. It is the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we follow Him in humble obedience, then and only then can we meet with God's approval and one day hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." This has been Garland Robinson.